breaking censorship news, boys. It appears that the massive internet companies that made all of their money by not protecting kids just so happen to not care about protecting kids. Who would have thought that they were getting you to give up your rights away for a global surveillance program, huh? Who would have thought? Well, we all could have guessed it. That's right, boys. They do not indeed care about protecting children. Breaking censorship news, hackers allegedly exposed code that was being used for the new age verification that Discord was going to use, which is insane, by the way. Persona's exposed code compares your selfie watchlist photos using facial recognition, screens you against 14 categories of adverse media from mentions of... That's right, the big T word to espionage and tags reports with code names from active intelligence programs consisting of public-private partnerships. Now, I know, you might say that, hey, there's some crazy people out there that'll say, hey, guess what? That's a good thing. They're out there catching those doing that their espionage, that spy shit. Well, they're taking your rights away to do so, and what might be a crime, where they might be punishing criminals today for espionage, tomorrow they'll be punishing you for not adhering to their ideology. So let's get into it, boys. Make sure you like the video and subscribe. I love all of you. Evidently, there is an article on this, which is insane. It is insane to me that it has devolved into this. Hackers expose age verification software powering the surveillance hub, the global governance internet program. Hackers exposed age verification software powering surveillance hub 10 days ago. The social chat app Discord announced that it would launch teen by default settings for its global audience. As a part of this update, all new existing users worldwide will have a teen appropriate experience. Damn, that's just what we need, boys, to be literally censored by the freaking internet companies that do not care about children simply because parents will not parent their own kid. Anyways, with updated communication settings, restricted access to age-gated spaces, and content filtering that preserves privacy and meaningful connections, the platform said. The internet company, the massive internet company said. This, of course, means that to use Discord the way that you are used to, you'll have to let it scan in your face, and the internet wasn't happy. Yeah, no shit. How about parents actually, you know, parent their own children rather than daddy government and big internet try to parent your kids for you? Who would have thought that that might actually, you know, be a, you know, good thing? Others like security researcher Celeste, who goes by the handle VM Funk, were convinced there would be a workaround. Together with two other researchers, they set out to look into Persona, the San Francisco-based startup that's used by Discord for biometric identity verification. And guess what they found? It just so happens to be the case that Discord does not indeed care about, you know, protecting kids. They more care about getting your information, Jesus. And they found Persona front-end exposed to the open internet on a U.S. government authorized server. In 2,400 publicly accessible files, the code revealed the extensive surveillance Persona software performs on its users, bundled in an interface that pairs facial recognition with financial reporting. That's it, boys. That's it. We're moving into the social credit score of the CCP. Damn. They're going to tie everything together on the internet. They're going to turn this into a literal social credit score. You just watch. You just trust the old paper bag boy to give you the information. Bundled in an interface that pairs facial risk, yada, 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 and a paralleled implementation that appears to be designed to serve federal agencies. On Monday, Discord stated that it will not be proceeding with Persona for identity verification. Wow. So you got caught trying to literally spy on not only the American public, but the entire world for the EU and the UK, and giving into their internet internet censorship program. You got caught trying to basically sell all of our information to federal agencies. That is insane. That is insane. But of course, you know, today it's a watch list. I'll link the article down below for everybody to read. But for today, it's a watch list for criminals. Tomorrow, it's a social credit score. And you don't have to support infinite state power. Enjoy having no access to any online services. That's right, boys. That's right. Anything that they, I mean, if you trust them with this, then you're insane with what we've been through over the last, you know, past 10 years, where anything deemed too inappropriate has been fought tooth and nail to get removed from the internet. Anything that they deem dangerous to whatever future dystopian, you know, what they would call a paradise and the citizens would call a hell. Yeah, anything that's dangerous to that, they seem to deem inappropriate and want it banished from the internet. Case in point, UK, you know, the UK protecting those dangerous, those dangerous R, hard R gangs, whatever the fuck you call them. Anyways, moving on, another case of UK censorship, the EU, just to prove my point a little bit here, that anything that they deem inappropriate, whether it be against your rights or not, they're going to fight tooth and nail to flag it as sensitive content and get it removed from all of the internet everywhere. Yeah, this is just a reminder. They won't stop at censoring content you dislike. It's a slippery slope that gets worse. This is happening because too many people openly allow censorship of this magnitude. And to thank you to Chibi Reviews, by the way, for all of this. He's a great source of information. Y'all should go follow him on X. He's going through a tough time. But he's absolutely right. They will not just stop at censoring the content that you will like, that you don't like. They won't just stop at censoring the ideology that you don't like. They plan to censor any discourse, any, you know, voice against the global internet governance program. They will censor all of it if they get away with this. But censorship escalates across the EU. New posts flagged as sensitive content are no longer visible on user profiles in certain EU countries. Previously, these posts would still appear with a restricted label. Now they are removed entirely from the profile view with no notice or warning. That is insane. That is insane. This is bad, boys. It's getting bad out here. It's getting dark. The sun's getting real low, big guy. It is. Testing in France, Ireland, and Belgium produced the same outcome. When accessing the platform from outside the EU, the posts reappear and remain fully accessible. Who would have thought? Maybe, you know, it's the fascist regime of the EU that is implementing all of this. And I hate to use that word. I do. But I mean, I would call this a true, you know, they literally are trying to, but you know, this is about as close as it gets. It's as close as it gets. Here it is.
All right, first time I make a video for everyone to see and understand what I'm talking about. I have my friend Typo, who made a nice illustration, and I was wondering, damn, where is it? I can't see it anymore. Then I was thinking maybe it got flagged or deleted, I don't know. So since I reached out to him, he confirmed that it was still available on his account. So when I switched my location with my VPN, the post reappeared, as you can see here.
Damn, yeah.
So now it seems like that in
Europe, so they're removing all of it.
Any new sensitive posts are now effectively wiped from people's profile.
Damn. Yeah, Lucy Pyre down here says, you will be relentlessly censored, treated like a child. Other people will decide what you can and can't watch. All of your data will be used to sell you a product. Enjoy. Damn. Literally 1984. Yeah, this is crazy. They're not just labeling restricted content and putting it behind, you know, a safe, you know, click a button to view, wall. They're removing it entirely. They're deciding what you can and can't view now, which is crazy.
Here, let me switch to France to show you. All right. And here.
Hell. Oh my God.
Is this post completely gone?
Jesus. Yeah.
It doesn't even say it's age restricted anymore.
Yeah, it's just gone.
It's like it never existed in the first place.
That's crazy.
But
that is crazy.
The comments underneath are still available.
That's so the crazy. Comments are available, but the post isn't. That is insane. That is literally insane. There is no way that we can let them get away with this. That is crazy. I mean, Twitter could have started this, could be doing this out of, the crazy investigation that happened that started yesterday, that the EU started on Twitter or X, where they're going in, they're trying to remove everything on X that they consider or deem dangerous. But it just shows you the pressure that the EU and the UK is putting on Twitter to not only to censor everything everywhere. We already know that the UK wants to arrest you for the words coming out of your mouth or the memes that you post. You can't even repost a certain meme in UK Stalin's universe. All right, it's getting bad out here. It's getting dangerous. Make sure you like the video so that YouTube will count your view as a view so that other people can see it. And subscribe, boys. I'll keep you updated on all of it. Paper or plastic? Paper being good, plastic being bad, baby. I'm gonna go with plastic. I think it's plastic as fuck, boys. It's plastic through and through. They're basically mannequins, all right? They're all lizard people possessing human beings and trying to control the global internet so that they can scam all of us, so that they can trick all of us into believing that Joe Biden was actually alive after 2020. All right, I love all of you. That's a joke. GG's, boys. Peace.